Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today we're talking about five big mistakes made in online arbitrage and how you can avoid them. We focus a lot on how BuyBot Pro and its sister tools can help you with your online arbitrage business. Looking at the things you can do is a nice positive way to look at business, but it's not all rainbows and unicorns. We all make mistakes. In fact, it's mistakes that often make a business. Learning how not to do things is just as important as how to do them. Whilst it's a common cliche to be told you'll learn from your mistakes, we think you don't always have to do so the hard way. We see a lot of people share their mistakes or misfortune and think it is valuable to share them. Being part of an online arbitrage community spreads the knowledge. Number one, limiting your sourcing reach. It can be overwhelming, that much we understand. There are a lot of retailers out there on the World Wide Web. Familiarity usually rules here. Sellers largely head straight to the big retailers. There is no harm in this, of course. They often have the widest ranges, the best prices, and a lot of stock. Of course, you won't be on your own here. The big retailers are popular amongst their regular customers too, and they will be equally so for Amazon resellers. Most of you will have branched out and started to create a supplier list. Every retailer you have ever heard of should be on it. If you haven't yet, then at least pick up the free one you can get when you register for the free Arbiversity online arbitrage course. Using services like online arbitrage deals will help you find suppliers who actually offer products that are deals. A lot of the random retailers you discover will almost never have anything that equates to a deal. OAD will deliver actual deals, so no trial and error is required. That good old familiarity often strikes again. Plenty of sellers get stuck using the same old retailers over and over. This really limits the scope for deals and prices they will find. Outside of online arbitrage deals and the access it gives sellers to not just deals, but the vast array of retailers they have discovered, there are a few ways to widen your reach. Firstly, we aren't saying you won't find deals on your regular retail websites. It is more that having variety and diversity of inventory helped by a wide range of suppliers will be a huge catalyst for your business. How you source could well help you find more retailers. If you haven't tried reverse sourcing yet, then you should. It will expand that range of suppliers you use. Finding products already selling on Amazon and then sourcing them from the thousand upon thousands of suppliers on Google will open your eyes to a lot of new ones. There are three features BuyBot Pro has within its deal analyzing tools that will help you here. So the quick look feature, the manual sourcing accelerator, and seller storefront. All of these would be powerful standalone tools outside of BBP, as free add-ons to BuyBot Pro is criminal not to use them. They all interlink and by doing so make each other more effective too. So the quick look was initially designed to provide a quick and easier way to reverse source than scraping Amazon for deals. When toggled on in the settings, it appears in every Amazon search page and reveals really vital details of every listing in that search. The BSR, the competition you'll face, quick links to the full analysis, and crucially, a link to a Google shopping search for the product fit into the little quick look box. You are one click away from seeing every retailer that sells it. Quick look also shows when using the seller storefront feature. Click on the stock levels for any seller in the competition analysis, and you'll get to see every listing that seller sells on Amazon. The quick look boxes will appear under each listing here too, giving you the same Google link to potential suppliers for that item. Seller storefront also utilizes a leveled up version of the manual sourcing accelerator, a feature that is a quick way to analyze any product on any website. In a retailer website, a right click and you can pull up the manual sourcing accelerator, which shows all similar products to the one you are interested in. The results will reveal more products that are listed on Amazon, their BSR, their pricing. Another right click on any of these items and you can easily search for them on Google. New products and new suppliers on tap. In the seller storefront mode, the manual sourcing accelerator has an additional tab, the storefront tab. This helps dial into specific brands or categories a seller holds. A quick path to the best retailers for those specific brands and categories. Creating new leads to new suppliers, not just products, is an important path to scaling your business. Don't limit your sourcing. Use the internet's power to access every retailer everywhere. Number two, wasting time when analyzing. There's a lot to take in. Even with BuyBot Pro, where the data is presented in a simple manner, the amount of data can feel like it'll take an age to dissect. It is where a lot of time is wasted if you aren't a little organized. So What you need to do is know your criteria of what makes a deal and stick to it. This doesn't mean to be super tough with what makes a deal, but having a benchmark of sorts will give you some focus. So let's say, for example, you don't have a minimum ROI or profit level you will accept. If you look at every deal you see and see some profit, then it can be very tempting to spend time analysing it. Time that is much more likely to result in a don't buy decision. Your criteria is going to be the thing that saves you from over-analysing deals that just aren't deals for your business strategy. We aren't saying that some of them might not be deals, they are just far less likely to be. Setting up BioBot Pro with your requirements will save valuable time. In fact, you could even use this time saved to analyse some of those deals that don't quite fit the bill, but perhaps could if you have the time to quickly check them out. Set the BioBot Pro score register in the settings and see what makes a deal for your business, and you'll get an instant report on how a deal looks every time for you. That comes in the shape of the AI analysis score, which should at the very least be an indicator of what effort to put in, or for some, it is dialed in so well it makes their deal decision for them. Just make sure you have criteria to avoid the scattergun approach that is making a mockery of your time efficiency. BioBot Pro has its own way of helping you manage your time by managing your BioBot Pro experience. Yes, the panel and charts have a lot of data you could pore over, but you probably don't need all of it. There will be some data that has priority over others. Customizing the panel will help dial in your workflow and ultimately avoid wasting time scrolling and searching for different data points. Use the section customizer at the top left of the panel to shift the features with the data most important to you to the top. This way it will be much quicker to view, making decisions and a faster process. The most efficient sellers set theirs up as a list or workflow in an if this, then that manner, so they can just go down the panel until there is a definite no or yes to a deal. Start with the most important data and work your way through. If you really want to save time and scrolling, then add in the BioBot Pro island to the mix. A lot of vital stats are displayed in the island, meaning several of the features in the panel that would normally feature at the top just aren't needed. With BioBot Pro island sitting at the top of any Amazon listing, just fill the top of the main panel with the other features you use most. Be clever with it and you could drastically reduce the scrolling you do and see all the information you need immediately. Number 3. Under or over investing in inventory. Finding great deals is one thing, managing how much you invest in them is another. Luckily, BioBot Pro has moved sellers on from relying on the BSR lottery. The estimated sales uses all the data BioBot Pro pulls from Amazon, including that bestseller rank, to give sellers a number they can use to decide on purchasing levels. The BSR is vague, despite being a decent indicator of popularity in a category. Being able to look back at the last 12 months' sales estimates and get a guide for future sales is as good as any seller will get on prospective ASINs. Not having this information will mean you really are fumbling in the dark. The BioBot Pro AI analysis uses the criteria you enter into the settings to establish not just a deal score and reasoning behind it, but also suggests how many would be a sensible quantity to buy. Your finances, storage space, ability to think ahead, etc. will influence how many you actually buy, but having guidance to avoid missing out or overreaching is food for thought. Using the chart to track trends, the BioBot statistics feature to assess the likelihood you'll win it, and any of the other features with key data will likely influence your final buy count. Having a starting point will be a help. Number 4, not reading into the detail. So this data we think might influence your decision not only on quantities but also whether to invest in the deal at all. How deep do you need to dig? Isn't BioBot Pro supposed to be easy? Well, it is. You won't find it any easier to decipher thanks in part to the ability you have to personalize your panel. Aside from that, each feature is purposely independent of others in order to keep data clear and relevant. For most sellers and most ASINs, it is easy to make an informed decision on data with a quick glance at a feature. However, learning what the data might mean for less clear-cut listings will pay off. BioBot Pro will tell you when you have a gem with the AI analysis score. We know when you think it's a winner. It's the ones the AI is less convinced by that you'll find digging into the detail beneficial. You won't need to dig too deep, to be honest, but just lift a layer and you'll be surprised what you find. Take the BioBot statistics, for example. The basic data is often just enough, but a play with the parameters is often telling. Looking at the last 90 days' activity might show a nice, even spread amongst the top 3 or 4 sellers, a nicely shared BioBot. Clicking on 30 days could show a different picture entirely. A new seller could have jumped on and stolen the BioBot for most of the last few weeks, skewing the 90-day results. For many sellers, this could be a red flag. It might make it a product they test out before investing heavily. Use the information you have, seeing as you have it, especially when it is often just a tap away. It is no simpler to isolate detail in this way than in the BuyBot Pro charts. This is extremely easy to extract very detailed information just by toggling data on and off or altering the time parameters. The charts in the BuyBot Go app are even more interactive, pinch and pull to squeeze at as much or as little information as you wish to see. Number 5, assuming you can do it all yourself. Online and retail arbitrage is not a complicated business to start. It nearly always starts as a one-man band, whether in the kitchen, garage or spare bedroom. Sellers everywhere getting started do a lot themselves. Sourcing, prepping, shipping, pricing, accounts, the list goes on. It isn't sustainable though, and before long they will realise that, as with virtually any business, getting help is an investment, not a cost. So let's assume BuyBot Pro is already being employed to analyse deals a seller might be finding, as that is a big help already, but to scale you need more help along the way. The obvious things that come to mind, an accountant, maybe a bigger workspace, perhaps even a prep centre. What about the things that aren't quite as big a commitment, or as costly? There is useful free help out there. Free doesn't always mean worthless. Facebook communities are free to join. In fact, the BuyBot Pro one is perhaps the most active online arbitrage group there is. Not only helpful for BuyBot Pro users, but any Amazon reseller. The YouTube channel covers a lot of feature tutorials as well as tips and tricks to get the most out of the data that you get. And there's also the BuyBot Pro articles that count too. Those tools can relieve a lot of pressure, save a lot of time, and actually make you more money than you can on your own. Outside of sourcing with an effective sourcing tool like Online Arbitrage Deals, which does the product finding and provides supplier leads for future sourcing, the big one to engage is a repricer. It just isn't possible for sellers to manage their own pricing any longer. It was a challenge before, but Amazon pricing is too dynamic now. If you are going to use one, then one that is clever needs to be the top of the list. So Profit Protector Pro uses AI for most of its strategies. They're popular because sellers can just wind them up and let them run. No constant checking that it hasn't tanked the price or been left behind. Profit Protector Pro looks to not only get you the buy box, but also raise the price in order to increase your profits and your sales. There's lots of different strategies in there, AI strategies that are really flexible to the approach for repricing, and rule-based strategies that are really straightforward for if you have very simple goals. It deals with what would be a 24/7 job, even with a small inventory. Physically delegating out parts of your workflow has become a key step for a lot of the sellers who have grown their business. Whether employing local workforce to help with the hands-on stuff, prepping, packing, shipping, or more frequently now virtual assistants. Virtual assistants can offer exceptional experience across any online tasks that are required in online arbitrage, and cost-wise largely offer unbelievable value. So get on the bandwagon and don't get caught trying to do everything yourself. So those are 5 big mistakes made in online arbitrage, but hopefully with this podcast, you won't make any of those mistakes. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.